Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to take you through a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange for the week ending 3rd of July 2015. Right, straight to it, very active week on the markets. We've had 6 IPOs, 1 on the main market and 5 on AIM. Sophos Group PLC came to the main market on the 1st of July and is a global provider of cloud-enabled end-user and network security solutions. They say offering organisations integrated end-to-end protection against known and unknown IT security. It was advised by JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, UBS and Moelis and raised $125 million with a market cap on admission of just over £1 billion. This was London's largest ever tech float, so congratulations to them and all their advisors. The IPO price was 225 pence and on the first day of dealings the shares finished up 7.6%. As I mentioned, we have 5 IPOs on AIM this week. On the 30th of June, Octagonal PLC came to market via reverse takeover. It was previously a cash shell and acquired Global Investment Strategy UK Limited to become a financial services company which provides settlement and safe custody services. Bowman Cornish and Northland Capital Partners advised on this one. £1.7 million raised and the company had a market capitalisation on admission of £11.2 million. The IPO price was 2 pence and on the first day of trading the shares finished down 14%. On the 1st of July, My Square Limited came to market. Quite a strange one. Their principal activity is to design, develop and commercialise Myanmar-focused internet-based and mobile services. Myanmar, to those who don't know, was previously called Burma, although the UK and US, if I am correct, does not recognise the name change as they do not recognise the legitimacy of the regime that changed that name. Anyway, they were advised by SP Angel and Bofa Securities and raised £1.7 million with a market cap on admission of £18.5 million. The IPO price was 10p and on the first day of the shares finished down 1.2%. Also on the 1st, Orchid Funding Group PLC came to market. They're a finance company which specialises in insurance premium finance and the professional fee funding market. Pamya Gordon advised on, and the company raised £10 million with a market cap on admission of £20.5 million. The IPO price was 96p and on the first day the shares finished up 1%. On the 2nd of July, Hunters Property PLC floated. They described themselves as the UK's leading estate agency business. They were advised by Numis and it was just an introduction, so no new money raised. They had a market cap of admission on admission of 16.9 million. The IPO price was 60p and on the first day the shares finished up 17.5%. Finally, on the 3rd of July, KNC REIT came to market. They are the first Central London-focused residential real estate investment trust and were advised by Allenby Capital. They raised 3.6 million with a market cap of 1.4.4 million. The IPO price was 10p and on the first day of trading the shares ended up 1.2%. If we now look at the health of the IPO market in general in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year there have been 18 intention to float announcements compared to 27 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 27 this year compared to 45 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs, on AIM so far this year, we've had 28 compared to 44 at the same point last year. On the main market, not so bad, 35 compared to 45 last year. In terms of funds raised, £461 million raised on AIM this year, which is way down on last year, where we've been at this stage £1.59 billion raised. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we've had £6.96 billion raised this year in comparison to £11.3 billion in 2014. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of month. From the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week and I will speak to you again next week. My name is Jamie Cameron. Take care.